The Lord, it says, saw. And heard. And took notice of. But he'd been doing that all along. 40 years before this, the end of chapter 2. 40 years before this, Moses had tried in his own strength to deliver the people of Israel and found himself to be a failure and not received of his people and rejected by the Egyptians and chased out of the land. And 40 years later, now Moses, and I wanted to just look at verse 7 of chapter 3. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Well, he knew them 40 years before, but God's timing is perfect timing, and he allows us to go through circumstances for as long as he chooses, that we might really feel our need of him. So they could well have been delivered 40 years before. But I want to go farther than that. So I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, verse 8, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. So now God was ready to act. He was also ready to act in Moses' life. Moses was no longer self-sufficient and the son of the daughter of Pharaoh, but he was now the son-in-law of the priest of Midian, and was now the son. So then they had to go yet. They weren't delivered yet. They had to go through all the exercises that the people of Israel went through. They experienced, but not in judgment, but to see God's hand. But they had to go through all of them yet. We don't know how many days, how many months, maybe a couple of years. But I want to bring it to the point in chapter 12, not about the blood, because we've already mentioned the blood. That was absolutely necessary. The blood was necessary to bring us, we were all guilty before God. Everyone is guilty before God, and the only difference between the saved and the unsaved is the blood. The judged and the unjudged, our judgment is because Jesus was judged on the cross, and his blood was shed for the washing of our sins. That's what makes the difference between us. But I want to look at verse 40 of chapter 12. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went up out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. The blood had set them apart. They were now leaving. But God's timing, this is what I want to bring out. God's timing was exact. 430 years. And I want to bring another parallel to this, and then I'll sit down. But the parallel is from the time of Malachi till the time of the coming of the Lord Jesus as a little baby in the world was 430 years. And the people of Israel had to go through their need of a Savior so desperate that finally, instead of God sending his son in judgment, he sent not his son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So the same thing with Moses. Moses came to judge the people of Egypt, but to deliver the people of Israel. Jesus came to judge the world, and yet he came to deliver those who would accept him. As many as received him, to them gave he authority to be called the children of God, to be associated with God in close union in a family sense. Moses is now learning that God takes care of his people, even if it means we have to go through circumstances that last a long time, because God's timing is perfect timing.